to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
You are here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic.
Yeah.
My name's Elliot, joined by Luke.
Yeah!
Already laughing at the start.
I just laugh. I'm just in a state of laughter.
Just laughing at yourself.
I am. I'm very funny. No, it's going to be bad. I haven't been intimate for a while. I had a dry spell, and it's nice to
feeling nervous?
No, nervously excited.
I'll go easy on you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'll clench.
Yeah. I can't get that imagery out of my mind.
So look, today I wanted to talk a bit about Sekiro. That's whenever I started talking to you. I was like, oh my god, Sekiro, because we haven't chatted about Sekiro since it came out.
The two of us are yet to have a good conversation about Sekiro.
Yeah.
But there's also a peripheral conversation that's popping up everywhere.
Sure.
In fact, it came up on the live radio broadcast a week or two back, and I kind of got called out for some of my opinions.
Oh.
So this will be a fun little redemption for me and an ability to actually tackle the topic and open it up more in a way that we really can't when we're talking about so many different things.
So what's happened? Tell Papa Bear. Who called you out?
So Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, a new From Software game, the guys who make Dark Souls. Both you and I have played it. It's an incredibly challenging video game, which has, you know, opened up the conversation that keeps happening about, you know, should video games be accessible for all players, and should these difficult games therefore have an easy mode, an easy option, a difficulty slider, something that means that, you know, a whole bunch of other people are able to play the game and enjoy the game and see the game for what it is and not be stuck behind an incredibly difficult obstacle, which is what Sekiro is. It's a set of incredibly difficult obstacles, which are boss battles, that, you know, only the very dedicated kind of fans and people who are willing to put in the time and effort are ever going to get past. All the other people are just going to, they're going to stop because it is that genuinely challenging.
We even talked with Omi on the show who, you know, he said that he took the game back because he got to a point with the boss where he was like, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have the time to dedicate to this. It's too hard. And he was just done.
So he got a refund, started playing Ni No Kuni 2 instead.
Because it was more chill.
Well, then you just told me a story before as well about your experience with, like, returning to Sekiro.
Yeah, so I've been away for a weekend at a gay wedding. And the week prior to that, I was quite busy with events and work and stuff. And so I didn't really have time to sit down and play Sekiro. I started it, played it hardcore for a couple of days. I think me and you were going sort of toe-to-toe with the early stages of the game.
We were chatting about it. And
yeah. And I got through the first sort of major boss, which was the horse dude, and got to the next area and started playing a bit, and then I stopped. Anyway, fast forward about 2 weeks, and I'm like, okay, I haven't played for a while. I need to pick this up again. I love the game. I'm going to play it some more. And I've totally lost all the skills that I'd built up previously. So it's like that meme where it's like, you know, it's Gandalf and he's like, what is this place? It was like that. I was like, how do I even play? Like, what are the tactics again? Oh, I just kept dying. And I was like, what? I need to relearn the game, except now I'm past the first boss. I'm in like a harder area where it expects you to know what you're doing by this point.
And I think a lot of us have probably had this same feeling with some kind of video game in the past where, you return to it kind of, you know, months later or sometimes even years later.
Yep.
And the big problem about continuing on with this big hiatus period in the middle is you forget everything. So the games are quite good at tutorializing stuff in the beginning, even if they're not doing it strictly. Then they might never use the word tutorial or even pretend they're doing it, but it's still there. The game slowly ramps up and it's teaching you all the mechanics you need to win. And if you have forgotten all of those easy things and you're jumped into the hard part of the game, all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, I have no chance here. For me, it often happens with narrative as well. Oh my god, I have no idea what's happening. I need to restart this game because I've literally forgotten everything that is the build up to the point that I'm at.
Yeah.
So you've had it happen to you with Sekiro, and interestingly enough, I would suggest that the experience you've had with Sekiro and this, the point you've reached where it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing, is both a good example of why games should have an easy mode, and also, in a weird way, a great example of why games shouldn't have an easy mode as well. I think the reason they should have an easy mode is the obvious one, right? Because it would make it so much easier for you to flick on easy, relearn the game, and then bump it back up to hard later if you want to.
Sure.
The reason I think it explains why games shouldn't have an easy mode, or sorry, specifically Sekiro Shadows Die Twice shouldn't have an easy mode, is because I think, how brilliant is that? This game, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, has made you learn how to play the game up until probably like 4 or 5 hours in, and past that point is continually learning how to play the game, and you might be at a boss battle 12 hours into the game, and you're still learning and getting better at the game and progressing and feeling more and more powerful. And I think very few games are able to do that. Very few games are so precise and so perfect and are able to ramp up in this brilliant fashion where you're always teetering on the edge of success. You're always one step behind the game. You're always, like, you feel like you've got a grasp of these mechanics and you feel so powerful, but the game is so powerful and yeah. It's knocking you back and it's telling you, you have to just push that one step further. You have to overcome this obstacle because every new area is a new obstacle and you're constantly feeling like this rush of endorphins every time you beat what you thought was previously impossible, now, what you thought couldn't happen. And I think that's brilliant.
You're firmly in this camp of like, there shouldn't be an easy mode. And what was the opinion that someone said about you?
Okay. I mean, it's not the first time somebody's called me kind of elitist or pretentious or whatever. And I think those criticisms are fair. I totally get it. There are a certain set of people out there, the get good crowd, who are berating people who they believe are inferior or not good enough to play these games or whatever. And those people are just the most frustrating humans on the planet. And it sucks that my viewpoint is aligned with their viewpoint on this particular topic. But I think the reasons we have for our views are different. And I'll stand by that because for me, it's all about the core integrity and identity of a game and what a developer wants to make because this is their art piece. And putting on an easy mode is totally contradictory towards all of that. It's contradictory to their art. It's contradictory towards the identity and the purpose of this game. And I'm firmly against it. I don't want it.
But there is something to be said about accessibility, right? It's not just about, you know, people who aren't good at games, some people just don't literally have the ability to play games that are that difficult for whatever reason, you know, because, you know, people don't play video games necessarily so they can die over and over and over again and never get past the first couple of stages. They play because they want to feel that sense of progression and feel that sense of moving forward and learning and growing and stuff like that. And I think that's where there are games that are much easier that constantly do tell you where you're at in terms of skill, and they'll tell you areas that you need to be stronger in. So, for example, like most Ubisoft games, right, their formula is you start off in a, like a newbie area, and then you'll clear the area, and you'll level up as you go, get new skills, get new gear, and you'll level up, and then you move to the next area, because now you've hit that level where you can hit to the next area, and it constantly leads you through this kind of area to area. You know exactly where you need to be effective in that area, and if you're strong enough in terms of that level, it's pretty easy. Like, you can keep playing. You can only challenge yourself if you choose to go to harder areas when you haven't actually hit that level yet. So you can choose to make it difficult for yourself, but mostly you just go through the narrative and naturally hit that point over and over again to the point where the game becomes a matter of just finishing it rather than being truly challenged. Now, I see your argument in terms of, like, you know, integrity of the game and the challenge and should be left alone, but I am someone who doesn't have a lot of spare time for games sometimes. You know, I have other deadlines, I have work, I have radio, I have partner, all this stuff, right? I know you do too. But for me, sometimes I do want to play a game and get those quick achievement wins. I want to finish a level. I want to beat a boss. I want to, you know, clear an area, whatever it might be. And with Sekiro, there's no guarantee that I'm going to do that. I'm pretty sure the other day I made zero progress. You know, I played it for 2 hours. And like, I just got...
Yeah.
I ended up at the same spawn point that I was at when I started. And I thought, I could have... 2 hours. I could have completed this section of this other game that I've got sitting there. I could have started playing Devil May Cry. I could have gone back and played several rounds of Apex or something. But instead, I'm at the exact same point that I'm at. I feel like I haven't learned anything. I'm just feeling sorry for myself. And I do... don't know if I wish that an easy mode was available. I don't know if that's what I wanted, but I definitely feel like I made zero progress, and that's frustrating. So I do understand the argument for wanting some sort of buffer or some sort of, oh, you've died a lot. Here's like a third life, like you die three times.
Well, here's the crazy thing about Sekiro. It does the opposite. If you keep dying, there's something called dragon rot, yeah, which starts impacting NPCs, which means it's going to get harder and harder for you because the NPCs are capable of giving you something, which the mechanic, I forget the name of, but basically it benefits you and you don't lose like half your gold or whatever in the game. Like there's the mechanic that makes it slightly more challenging each time you die because you're spreading this rot across the land. So yeah, I get it. Like I know I've been in that situation too. It can be devastating, too.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about the accessibility kind of argument is that I can't fight against it. Like, I get it. People want to play video games, and there are some people who can't for a lot of reasons. Maybe they just don't have the physical dexterity, or potentially they don't have the kind of hand-eye coordination or the reflexes it requires, or maybe they genuinely have some kind of, you know, handicap that makes it more challenging for them. And those arguments, I literally can't argue against it. Like, I get it. I know why it's so important for games to be easy, because games need to cater to a lot of people. But my mind has always been like, well, those games exist. Like, if you're somebody who's like, I really want to play Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, but it's too hard, then my recommendation is, hey, there are so many awesome action-adventure games out there with a similar style that are way easier. Like, you can play those. Like, it's really cool that there are so many games, we're so oversaturated, the market is so broad that for people to be demanding an easy mode for a game that I believe that would kind of ruin the point, I've always just thought, like, play something else. And it feels so mean to say it, but I don't know how else to express
it. It's hard, though, because, and you said it before, you know, games need to, like, sell and be accessible because they need to be bought by people, right?
Mm.
And there are people like Omi who literally returning a game like Sekiro because it's too hard and getting their money back.
Yeah.
And you know, Omi is not a casual gamer. I'd say he's a hardcore gamer like we are. But that genre for him is still too, that game is still too hard to put time into. And I do think, like, you know, if a game wants to do well, it needs to be seen to be playable to a point where you can at least enjoy it. And there's people who are seeing these reviews of Sekiro that are so positive. I mean, this game is critically acclaimed.
You know what? That is so true.
It's a problem. People are so putting it on that Game of the Year pedestal already. This is amazing. This is From Software's best game. You know, they've done all these games, and this is the best one they've made. It's amazing. It looks great. It plays great. Rah, 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 rah. People are frothing over this game. And it is. It's excellent. I love it as well. But when you see all this positive press, you see all these critics raving about it, you see people like us going, oh, it's so fun. You should definitely try it.
Mm.
But if people haven't played a game like Sekiro before, it's going to be a rude awakening. And there's people that don't play as much games as we do, or as many genres that we do. And Sekiro could very well be their first foray into that style of genre that is tough as nails and really tricky. And, you know, the bottom line is a game like Sekiro could potentially alienate a person from that genre forever. You know, people could play it and go, this is not for me. And then when anyone says in the future, oh, it's from the guys who made Sekiro, or, oh, it reminds me of Sekiro, or, oh, it's a bit like Sekiro, they will be like, nope, I'm not playing it. And so that kind of closes them off to an entire genre and to an entire future of franchises based on their experience being so inaccessible and so tough.
Yeah. I mean, that is a shame. And I think part of that is there is a responsibility of reviewers and press, people like us. Like, at the end of my Sekiro review, there is a very obvious caveat saying, this game is not for everybody. This is for the ultra-determined, hardcore gamer who is aware of this kind of genre and is willing to push and test themselves. And there's no way I would have published something without saying that about Sekiro, because I'd never want somebody to read my review and go, oh my god, this guy loved it, I'm going to buy this for my mother. and and all of a sudden, poor mom is going, what have you got me into?
Well, can you imagine this being like one of the first games that someone plays ever?
Oh, yeah. Or if you're trying to get sorry someone, for that person.
Trying to get someone into gaming and being like, they read a review and it's like, ooh, yeah. 10 out of 10, game of the year material. I'm going to start with that with my new purchase of a PlayStation 4. Yeah. And then get totally screwed and just think, I am the worst at games ever and feel really sorry for themselves.
That's true.
And block out from playing games ever again. And that's an extreme example. I know that. But I mean, it has the potential.
It happens, right?
Sure.
The other point you brought up is that the developer needs to sell copies, right? And Omi returned his copy. I would actually say that in this instance, as a general rule, you're 100% right. I think from software games, it's actually a bit backwards. They used to develop games that weren't part of this genre, and they didn't sell very well, and they weren't very successful, both critically and financially. And all of a sudden, they developed Demon's Souls, and they really got on this roll, and it was a niche. It was something nobody else was doing, and all of a sudden, this whole subsection of gamers came out of the woodwork saying, wow, we love this, we want more, here's all of our money. And From Software have actually made the right financial decision by continually making incredibly challenging games, because they're the only ones doing it this successfully, this well.
Yeah.
So they're rolling in it. Like, their games are incredibly successful, and I think it just goes to show that there is a niche, there is an audience, there is a subsection of gamers who want something incredibly challenging to test themselves, and not every game has to be for people who want something easy. Some games can exist for the people who want something hard.
You can make the argument that the person that plays and buys Sekiro day one is probably not the person that's buying Call of Duty day one. You know what I mean? Like, they're very, very different. I mean, they might, but I mean, it seems like, you know, they are catering to completely different markets. And you're right, Sekiro has found, or From Software rather, have found this market that is completely on board with the type of game they're making, and they're catering to that market, and that is smart, and they're going to get more people into that market as they go on, and there's more games in the history of their franchises.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. And but at the same time, I mean, it depends. It will never be on the level of sales as like a Red Dead Redemption 2 or a GTA or a Call of Duty or a FIFA or an Assassin's Creed.
It's not the biggest thing in the world.
But yeah, it's big to them, and they're probably doing better than they've ever done before, but they're never going to be making the money that like a Mario makes or that Assassin's Creed makes. And I think,
yeah, you're right.
You know, maybe they don't care about that. Maybe they're happy to make what they enjoy making and make the money they're making. You know, and that's fantastic too. They probably are. But at the same time, I mean, it's not a game that you can talk about with everybody because it is so tricky.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's part of the reason this conversation is coming up so much. You just said it. You can't talk to everybody about this. I think gamers are quite clicky and they're very conversational, and when a game like Sekiro comes out, a lot of people are like, man, I want to join in this on this conversation. I feel like I'm missing out because I can't play this type of game, and that's why a lot of people, I think, seem to be asking for an easy mode, because I don't think people are asking for an easy mode from Dark Souls or from Sekiro because they really enjoy the narrative, because come on.
There's not really much of a...
The game entirely exists for its gameplay.
Yeah.
So for you to say, I need the gameplay altered so I can enjoy it, it's like, well, hey, no, you're altering the thing that is enjoyable.
So you think it's because they don't want to be excluded from the conversation?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to talk for everybody, but yeah, I get that. I have a total fear of missing out in a lot of games and stuff like that, where I'm like, I wish I got this because I love talking about games and I hate being left out. So maybe I'm projecting a little, but yeah, I reckon that's definitely part of the reason. And I guess that moves us on to a question that keeps coming up, is like, well, then why can't it have an easy mode or a toggle so that people like me, who think it ruins the integrity of the game, can still play on hard and still get the regular experience, but other people can play it on easy?
Yeah, because it's a clear design choice not to include it, you know what I mean? So why do you intentionally make it less accessible to the mainstream?
And I guess my answer to that question is, you're right, it wouldn't ruin it for me if there was an easy mode. I would still feel like other people are playing the game wrong. And I know how much of a jerk I sound like, but I still think people would be playing the game wrong, and it might be doing a disservice to themselves not to try to push through it and play the game like it was intended by the developer.
I mean, it creates that divide, right? Because you're right. I mean, it is a game built around its gameplay being tough.
Because now we are playing two separate games.
That's right.
I think the difficulty in Sekiro is so core to its identity that if you are playing easy mode, you may as well name the game something different.
Where's the accomplishment? Where
it's
is
not
that
the
moment?
Same game.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where I sit. And it is a bit frustrating to me that I feel outnumbered in this conversation. And it's cool. I'm so glad there are people who sit on the other side of the fence and are willing to berate me about this, because that's fine. Like, I love differences of opinion. But yeah, it's like, to me, it feels like, I don't know why this? Why are we drawing the line in the sand here? Why aren't people attacking puzzle games for being too difficult and saying we need easier puzzles in our puzzle game? And it's like, well, but you're supposed to challenge yourself. Like, that's the point of the puzzle game. Why are people not writing to, you know, crossword creators and saying your crosswords are too hard, we need an easier option? Like, release the same crossword but with easier clues. And it's like, well, no, just play an easier crossword. Like, they exist. Easier games exist. Just allow people to enjoy what they enjoy, and you find the things you enjoy, and that's how we create a harmonious world, I would have thought.
I think Sekiro has triggered this, particularly because it's not a Souls game. You know what I mean? Like, previously, Souls created its own genre, to the point where, by the time you got to Dark Souls 3, and that's the fourth Souls game, right? Demon's Souls and the Dark Souls franchise. At that point, people have already decided early on if they're a Dark Souls fan or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now Sekiro is out. It's a new IP. Yeah, it's same developer and the same sort of DNA is in that game, but it's a new IP. It's a new name. It's a new character, new universe, right? And so that leaves it open to criticism as a new franchise. People don't often connect the dots of the developer like we do in the same way.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
All these words and these arguments I'm making come from a place of you know, knowledge and, you know, it comes from a place of somebody who has played so many games that I'm able to sit here and say it. But the fact is, there are so many people who don't have that level of gamer privilege, I don't know a better way of saying it, who are, you know, entering into the genre or the market and unaware. And for them, it must suck. Like, I get it. It must suck. Like, I'm sorry. Like, do your research, I guess. It's always a mandatory thing. And thank God for refunds as well. Like,
well, yeah, exactly. Return policies are a godsend, you know. Because, it might not be for you. And I think everyone's got to find their genre. Not everyone's like us, so we play everything and like everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is tricky. I think the conversation will keep happening. As long as it's hard games, there will be this question of what makes them hard and, you know, who does it separate in terms of the elitist top tier like yourself, Elliot, compared to...
Oh, God, please don't paint me in that picture.
Compared to us down here.
You have no idea how hard Sekiro was. I am, like...
Have you finished it?
No.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I want to. Yeah. I think we're going to keep talking about Sekiro ongoing. But I think that's partly why people want to get into it, because it is kind of a club. And if you can finish a game like Sekiro, it is this badge of honor amongst From Software fans. If you finish a Dark Souls game, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm connected to you because we've done something really special together, or really unique, that many have not been able to accomplish. Mm. And so I get that people would love to be a part of that kind of club and that group.
It does feel like gatekeeping, though.
It does a little bit. It's like, no, I finished it. Oh, you were unable to? Oh, that's a shame. Like, yeah. I guess you should play more or get better at it. You know, I understand the different sides of this. But look, all I would say is an easier way of getting back into a game like that when you have taken a break is what I want. Just a bit of an ease me into it, you know, because right now I'm just getting screwed. I'm not happy.
No, for sure. And thank you for coming in and letting me rant a lot.
That's okay. That's literally why we did this. You're like, I'm going to rant. I was like, I'm going to come in too. I just wanted to talk about Sekiro because I think it's great. So,
man, it's a good game.
Oh, it's amazing.
If
so.
You are willing to put yourself through the paces, and they are huge paces,
they are.
Do it, because there's very few games that are able to feel as finely tuned and kind of perfectly implemented and so precise and so rewarding.
So rewarding. Oh, every boss or mini boss you beat, it's like this feeling of elation. It's like amazing to do.
Yeah, for sure. Folshaw. Luke, Folshaw, thank you for joining me talking about Sekiro and difficulties and difficulty sliders.
I will always talk to you about Sekiro and From Software games, anything difficult.
I know. How many of these conversations have we had?
Today's 17th intimates on hard games.
And if you like this podcast, please feel free to rate and subscribe. It helps us out so much. Luke, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
And join us next week for more intimates goodness.
Yeah. Bye.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.